This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. In the Montana legislature, Republican Speaker of the House Matt Regeer, a conservative and anti-transgender legislator from Kalispell, has denied Montana's first transgender legislator, Democrat Zoe Zephyr of Missoula, her right to speak on bills under consideration in the House. Representative Zephyr was first blocked from engaging in debate on the House floor last week after Regeer deemed her comments on a bill to ban gender-affirming care for trans minors as a violation of decorum. Zephyr last week said lawmakers who voted for legislation banning gender-affirming care for transgender kids should be ashamed. She also said, "I hope the next time there's an invocation when you bow your heads in prayer, you see the blood on your hands." Republicans have advanced several bills affecting trans people this session. Montana's House GOP wanted Zephyr censured for her remarks. Zephyr's attempts to speak on bills since last week have all been refused, contrary to House and Senate rules which allow every member to speak on bills. A large rally of more than 300 people was held in support of Zephyr at noon on the Capitol steps on Monday. Zephyr told the crowd that Speaker Regeer's refusal to recognize her meant the voice of her constituents was lost. Zephyr said, "It attacks the very reason we have elections. I was sent here to speak on behalf of my constituents, to speak on behalf of my community." Zephyr said Regeer's refusal to allow her to speak on any bill follows a national pattern of GOP states attempting to silence those affected by bills, including those dealing with transgender rights. Zephyr said, "We are seeing bills that harm community members, and when those communities that see the repercussions of those bills have the audacity to stand up and say, 'This legislation gets us killed,' those in power aren't content with just passing those hateful, harmful bills," she said. "What they are demanding is silence, and we will not be complicit in our eradication." Following the rally, people packed the gallery of the State House chamber. The gallery is the public seating area above the House floor. On Monday's agenda, a bill to ban minors from attending drag shows was moved to the end of a long list of bills, so the crowd waited for hours before Zephyr tried to speak. After Zephyr pushed a button on her desk indicating that she wanted to speak on the bill, Speaker Regeer refused to call on her, a violation of House rules. House Democratic Minority Leader Kim Abbott and other Democrats stood to object, triggering a vote of the full House on whether to overrule Speaker Regeer and allow Zephyr to speak. As the vote began, Regeer said the vote would be to uphold decorum. Someone then yelled a light expletive from the gallery, and the crowd erupted with chants of "Let her speak," and "Whose house? Our house." As the crowd stood and yelled and some people threw red gloves onto the floor, a line of law enforcement officers in riot gear with body armor, shielded helmets, and wielding batons entered the House chamber and proceeded to the gallery, removing the remaining protesters by forcing people to move toward the exits. Some in the crowd complied and others refused, leading to officers pushing people to the floor and over the backs of chairs. A heavy law enforcement presence was at the Capitol on Monday, with officers from the Montana Highway Patrol, deputies from the Lewis and Clark County Sheriff's Office, and Helena police officers. Seven people were arrested for criminal trespass. All were arrested by the Montana Highway Patrol. Lewis and Clark County Sheriff Leo Dutton said, "MHP is doing the paperwork and we will book and release without requiring bond. Criminal trespass is a misdemeanor crime." Representative Zephyr stood at her desk as the crowd was cleared, holding her microphone above her head and engaging with people in the crowd. She was occasionally joined by other Democrats who remained in the House chamber. Republicans stood for a time on the side of the chamber, several taking video with cell phones before exiting. Representative Ed Butcher of Winifred gestured to the protesters with a thumbs-down gesture. The House of Representatives ground to a halt while law enforcement cleared the gallery, but business later resumed as the people arrested waited downstairs to be transported to jail. Regeer did not take questions from the media following the floor session. House GOP leadership later issued a statement condemning the action, calling the event a riot by far-left agitators. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.